This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Why did the Imam of Masjid Hagia Sophia have a sword with him yesterday when he gave the first khutbah given in the masjid in 86 years since the masjid was closed down? And obviously the enemies of Islam and the enemies of Turkey, they're having a field day with this when you look at what they're saying in the media. But there's two reasons why. There's two reasons why he had this sword with him. One of it goes back to the Islamic traditions, and the other one goes back to the Ottoman traditions. When you look into the Islamic traditions, you look into the Sunnah of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was narrated in Sunan Abi Dawud that the Prophet alaihi salatu wasallam, when he would give his khutbah, he would give his Friday sermon, he would lean upon a cane or a qaws, which is the bow. And this hadith, there are some scholars who say it's not authentic, but many of them say it is an authentic narration, like Imam An-Nawawi said, it's a hasan hadith, it's a sound hadith. And that's why the majority of the scholars from the Maliki Madhab, from the Shafi'i Madhab, and from the Hanbali Madhab, all of them say that it's sunnah, something that's praiseworthy for the Imam to either lean upon a cane or upon a bow or upon a sword. Imam Malik, rahimahullah, he said, it's from the sunnah for those who are giving the khutbah to lean upon the cane in the khutbah. And he said that this is what we saw and this is what we heard. And he saw the people doing it during his time in Medina, and he heard that the ones before, when they would give the khutbah, that they would lean on it as well. And Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah, he said that I like for the khatib, that when he's giving the khutbah, that he leans upon something. And Imam al-Buhuti, al-Hanbali, rahimahullah, he said that it's sunnah for the khatib to lean upon a sword or upon a cane or upon a bow when he's giving his khutbah. Some of our contemporary scholars who didn't see the authenticity of the hadith, they said it's not from the sunnah. But you see, the majority of the scholars and the majority of the madhabs, they say it is from the sunnah. So this is where it's coming from. And even some scholars mentioned that in a country that has been conquered, that the khatib should have the sword. He should wear the sword and keep his hand on it during the khutbah. So that's where it comes from the Islamic text. When it comes to the Ottoman traditions, the first Ottoman Sultan to carry the saif, the sword, with him during the khutbah, during the Friday sermon, was Muhammad II, Muhammad al-Fatih himself. And this was when the Ottoman Empire was in, the capital was in Edirne. He used to carry the sword with him when he would give the khutbah. And this tradition continued after they conquered Constantinople, Istanbul. And it was the tradition for the Khatib in Hagia Sophia for 481 years that when he would give the khutbah, he would have the sword in front of him. And it said that if the Khatib is holding the sword in his right hand, then that's at the time of war. But if he's holding in his left hand, then that's at the time of peace. There's something else from the Ottoman traditions that was on the minbar yesterday as well. But most people focusing on the sword probably didn't notice it. And that is the green flag at the top of the minbar. And that flag was the flag of the Ottoman army. And the green color represents the dominance of Islam, and it has three crescents on it. And that represents Europe, Asia, and Africa. And that's why the Khatib of Masjid Hagia Sophia yesterday had the sword with him. And in accordance to Islamic traditions, as we heard, in accordance to the Ottoman traditions as well.